Part 8, August. You're gonna reach the sky. Fly, beautiful child. Eurythmics, beautiful child. The fifth grade nature retreat. Every year in the spring, the fifth graders of Beecher Prep go away for 3 days and two nights to a place called the Broadwood Nature Reserve in Pennsylvania. It's a 4-hour bus drive away. The kids sleep in cabins with bunk beds. There are campfires and s'mores and long walks through the woods. The teachers have been prepping us about this all year long, so all the kids in the grade are excited about it. Except for me. And it's not even that I'm not excited, because I kind of am. It's just, I've never slept away from home before, and I'm kind of nervous. Most kids have had sleepovers by the time they're my age. A lot of kids have gone to sleepaway camps or stayed with their grandparents or whatever. Not me. Not unless you include hospital stays. But even then, Mum or Dad always stayed with me overnight. But I never slept over Tata and Papa's house or Aunt Kate and Uncle Po's house. When I was really little, that was mainly because there were too many medical issues, like my track tube needed to be cleaned every hour or reinserting my feeding tube if it got detached. But when I got bigger, I just never felt like sleeping anywhere else. There was one time when I half slept over at Christopher's house. We were about 8 and we were still best friends. Our family had gone for a visit to his house, and me and Christopher were having such a great time playing Lego's Star Wars that I didn't want to leave when it was time to go. We were like, "Please, please, please, can we have a sleepover?" So our parents said yes. And Mum and Dad and Via drove home. And me and Christopher stayed up till midnight playing. Until Lisa, his mum, said, "Okay guys, time to go to bed." Well, that's when I kind of panicked a bit. Lisa tried to help me go to sleep, but I just started crying that I wanted to go home. So at 1 a.m, Lisa called Mum and Dad. And Dad drove all the way back out to Bridgeport to pick me up. We didn't get home until 3 a.m, so my one and only sleepover up until now was pretty much of a disaster, which is why I'm a little nervous about the nature retreat. On the other hand, I'm really excited.